everybody. It's Laura the Health Coach. Thanks for tuning in. So today I'd like to talk about weight training. This is such a touchy subject because I cannot tell you how many times I have heard people say to me, I don't want to do weight training because I don't want to get too big. I wish that were true, but if it was that easy to get big by just lifting a weight, I would be the Hulk right now, because I wish I could get big. The only way you're gonna get big is if you have really outstanding genetics, like if you're like super genetically predisposed to, there are some people like that, and how lucky they are. All they have to do is look at a set of weights and they're like, oh. Now, if you wanted to get really big, if you wanted to get super muscular, I can get you there. But I will tell you that it would be a full-time job, which is the reason why I'm not big, besides the fact that genetically, it was not in the cards for me. If you want to monitor every single thing you put in your mouth, every single hour of your day is blocked out to, either you're working out or you're sleeping or you're counting your calories or, it's a full-time thing for people who are competitive bodybuilders, or even for aesthetic reasons, if they're getting in shape for a photo shoot, it's a big deal. So don't think it happens that easily. Otherwise, a lot of people would be super ripped. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about aesthetics. We're not talking about competitive bodybuilding, that's a whole other topic. We're just talking about the reasons why it's important to lift weights for your overall health. Particularly over 50, the reason it's so important is because bone density. That is your primary reason. Because bone density is such a concern, once you are past the age of 50, there's the osteoporosis, there's bone weakness, and also bone density issues and deficiencies cause other health problems as well. So that's really the main reason. Now, you can also take supplements, but supplements will only get you so far. You've got to actually do the weight training, because that's the only thing that will actually strengthen your bone density. Supplements will maybe stave off some of the bone density deterioration, but to increase bone density, you have to do the weight training. Another reason is that it's good for your metabolism. It helps you to burn fat. Cardio will only take you so far. You can actually do too much cardio. Yes, believe it or not, that should be a whole other podcast. But it's we all know that muscle burns fat. You've heard that before. Muscle will burn fat. And then also, it's just good for overall wellness. It's good for your connective tissue. It's good for your circulation. It gets you moving. You can do too much of it. Everything is in moderation. But do some weight training. There are really some really good programs out there, and I will recommend those to you in another podcast. But the point I'm making is get some weight training into your fitness program at least a couple of times a week. Let me know what you think in the comments. Have you tried weight training and had trouble with it? Are you resistant to weight training? For what reason? Tell me, let's talk about it, and I can maybe address in a future podcast some of your questions and concerns. Thanks for listening. Get out there. Get healthy, feel good.